Latin Lesson 21. The goal of Lesson 21 is to examine one last type of semantic change, blends. And that's it. We're all but done with the Latin section of this course. Woohoo! Once you've watched this presentation, and it won't take long, please listen to its audio counterpart, which discusses the suffixes and bases in this lesson. Okay, let's make this quick. It's not complicated. In this lesson, Mr. Ayres introduces one final type of semantic change, blends. A blend is a word formed by combining two other words such that a part of each remains and the meaning of the new word suggests both of its constituent members. Modern English is packed with blends. We love making them, mostly as jokes. For instance, her story, a mixture of her and history, meaning the study of the past focusing on issues relating to women's lives and concerns. Her story, get it? Here's another blend. Affluenza, a combination of affluent and influenza, meaning an unnatural interest in making and keeping wealth. Another way of saying this might be contracting a cash rash. Blends have been used and recognized for centuries in English. They were once termed portmanteau words. A portmanteau is one of those large suitcases or traveling trunks used for carrying clothes. You've seen them in old movies. But since very few people today own a portmanteau or even know what one is, the term blend has replaced portmanteau word. Too bad. Portmanteau word is a more elegant term than blend, and it was coined by none other than Lewis Carroll, the author of Alice in Wonderland. Here are some more blends. Can you tell me what words are being combined to construct them? Interpol. It's a blend of international and police, which is what Interpol is. How about spam? That's tougher. It's a blend of spiced and ham, originally a canned meat food given to soldiers in World War II. It was much maligned, not because it tasted bad, but because it was all the guys had to eat. From there, the term degenerated and came to mean anything pervasive and pointless, hence the computer term. What about hazmat? Good, hazardous plus material. Cybrarian. Cyber plus librarian. Can you guess what a cybrarian is? A librarian who specializes in internet sources. Here's a wild blend. Coopetition. What words contributed to that blend? Cooperation and competition, which sounds like an oxymoron, two opposites jammed together. Coopetition happens when rival companies work together to bring down a third competitor. Another way to say this might be ganging up on the little guy. Finally, one of the oldest recorded blends in English is contraption. It's attested as early as 1825 and is a rare triple blend, most likely a combination of contrivance, trap, and invention, or possibly deception. Now, let's try blending the other way around. I'll give you the definition, you give me the blend. Starting with, a new custom arises of having a meal between breakfast and lunch. What do you call it? Brunch. Rich people build landing pads for helicopters on the roofs of skyscrapers to save time in traffic. What's that? A helipad. Girlfriends, like wives, demand payment for services rendered from their boyfriends. Palimony. Hollywood capitalizes on the success of a movie by continuing a series but exploring the backstory. Prequel. The type of behavior which is appropriate for the internet. Netiquette. A third victory in succession. A three-peat. a mechanical illustrator used to draw lines on a television screen. A telestrator. A small computer resource involving simple binary unit operations. On, off, yes, no, 0, 1. Bit. Blends perform an important function in language. They allow us to create terms which bridge concepts. They also let one word do the work of two, and that saves us both time and breath. Besides that, they generate humor, and ask any doctor, laughing is good for you. Because they create funny words which describe sometimes absurd situations, such as fubbing, a blend of phone and snubbing. In other words, when you ignore the people around you and stare at your phone, as in, don't fub grandma, she can't fub back. Her phone is attached to the wall. Let's end this presentation by looking at the blends AIRS lists in exercise 4 of this lesson on page 124 at the top of the page. What is Amerind a blend of? American plus Indian. It's a term for native peoples. We used to call them Indians, but since they don't live in India, and other people who don't mind being called Indians do, we had to blend up a better term. What about dumbfound? It's a combination of dumb and confound or confounded, which is what you are if you're dumbfounded. Electrocute. What's that a blend of? Electricity and execute. Agitprop. That's harder because you don't hear it as often, but the term is still used. It's agitation plus propaganda. That is, information, real or not, in other words, fake news, which is spread around to stir people up. This blend experienced wide use during the Cold War in reference to communist propaganda. But perhaps you, in your lifetime, have experienced it too. If not, you're not listening. And now, you have a word for it. Gestapo. That's a German blend of Geheime and Staatspolizei, meaning secret state police, one of Hitler's more notorious groups. Motel. A motor hotel. You can motor your car right up to the door. Quasar. A quasi-stellar object. It sort of resembles a star, but it's not. Moped. A bicycle which you pedal, but it also has a little motor. Telecast. A television broadcast. And finally, transistor. A transfer resistor, a huge breakthrough in electronics. In the 1950s, transistors began to replace vacuum tubes in many appliances and saved people a lot of time. Do you know how long it takes for a vacuum tube to warm up? You don't, because you're young and transistorized and lucky. And that's it for this video presentation. In the accompanying audio presentation for Lesson 21, we'll look at the bases and suffixes to be memorized here. You'll find a link to that audio presentation on the course website. Stay strong! We're almost done with the Latin section of the course.